Welcome to the neurolinguistic programming part of the course. Please do not listen to these exercises when you are driving a car or operating machinery. Do it only when it is safe for you to relax and turn your attention towards your inner mental processes. Let's begin by finding the context, the trigger, and the feeling you experience. Now, think of the situation where you find the anxiety. Where or when does the anxiety begin to set in? Is it when you buy your ticket? When you approach the airport? Hear an aircraft overhead? Or an aircraft taking off or landing? Is it when you see the terminal, the check-in, the security, the gate, or the aircraft at the gate? Is it when you show your boarding card at the gate? When you walk through the passenger bridge to the aircraft? When you enter the aircraft? Or is it when the cabin attendants close the doors to the aircraft? When you think of this situation, what do you see or hear just before the anxiety sets in? Maybe you see the front of the aircraft, or the wing, the wheels, or the cockpit, or the interior of the aircraft. Again, what do you see or hear just before your anxiety sets in? When your mental image of the trigger in the context makes you feel some of the anxiety and fear, you have found the right trigger. From now on, we will refer to this image as the trigger image. Congratulations, you are almost ready to reprogram your mind to relax and enjoy flying. Now, before you let go of your fear of flying, I want you to rate your experience on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is the worst you have ever felt, and 0 is no unpleasant response at all. So, when you think of flying right now, how bad is it on this scale? Just note for yourself. Also, note that even though what you're doing right now is just an internal experience, your body is still reacting with some of the feelings. Now, to relax a little, get back to where you are right now. Look at the things surrounding you and feel your body relaxing in the here and now. Let's talk about what you want instead. What qualities and feelings do you possess when you are the person for whom this is no longer a problem? Remember to state your outcome in positive terms so that you move towards a desired result. Let's assume that you want to feel relaxed, so your desired outcome is relaxation. There could be other words too, but to guide you in an easy way, I will mostly use this word. Now, I want you to remember a time when you felt very relaxed, any time, and it is usually a lot easier to find the relaxation in a completely different context. You might find your relaxation on a sunny beach or a trip to a nearby forest. You might find your relaxation in resting with a good book or in a deep conversation with a good friend. It doesn't really matter where you find it. The magic in NLP is that we can move an emotional resource from one context to another. What matters now is your feeling of relaxation. The more intense the feeling of relaxation, the better. Where are you when you feel so relaxed? Are you alone or with someone? What do you see? What do you hear in that situation? Get a vivid picture of the situation in which you feel this relaxation and notice how good it feels. Imagine that you can see yourself in a mental image of the situation on a wide screen. You can use a remote control to make this experience even more attractive, so the feeling of relaxation is getting just right. Maybe you want to soften the colours, the lights, and the sounds in that image. Do whatever it takes for you to make this experience a 10 out of 10 in relaxation. From now on, we will refer to this image as the target image. In a moment, we are going to use this image as the new target for your internal strategy. Note that even though what you are doing right now is just an internal experience, your body is still reacting with some of the feelings. Now you have two distinct internal images, the trigger image, which is the old one that created the anxiety, and the new target image, which creates relaxation. Now, let me take you through the techniques so we can use them together. The use of one technique does not exclude the use of another. You should see them as supplementary, and you use them until you get the result you want. As always, if you want to learn a new skill, it is necessary to practice. The same applies when it comes to benefiting from these techniques. We can use anchors as stimuli that call forth any desired emotions. In this situation, we will use relaxation. In the following, we will use a gently squeezing together the tip of your thumb and index finger as your anchor. When we activate the anchor, after it has been conditioned, the relaxation will be activated. We will do this conditioning 5 times for your brain and your body to make the connections, each time followed by a deep breath to bring you to think of something else. Now, I want you to recall the image we created before, the image that helped you to feel relaxed, the one where you see yourself in a very relaxing context, the target image. And if you need to, build it up again until the relaxation starts to build inside you. Make it as vivid and real as you can right now. When you begin to feel the relaxation, gently squeeze the tip of your thumb and index finger together to anchor the feeling. And then, when the relaxation begins to fade, release the gentle squeezing of the 2 fingers. This will probably only take a few seconds. Take a deep breath. Now, again, see the image where you see yourself in a very relaxing context. The target image. Build it up, again, until the relaxation begins to build inside you. Make it as vivid and real as you can. And when you begin to feel the relaxation, gently squeeze the tip of your thumb and index finger together to anchor the feeling of relaxation. And then, when the relaxation begins to fade, release the gentle squeezing of the 2 fingers. Take a deep breath. Now, again, see the image where you see yourself in a very relaxing context, the target image. Build it up again until the relaxation begins to build inside you. Make it as vivid and real as you can. See how relaxed you are. And when you begin to feel the relaxation in your body, gently squeeze the tip of your thumb and index finger together to anchor the feeling of relaxation. When the relaxation begins to fade, gently release the anchor. Take a deep breath. Now, see the image where you see yourself in a relaxing context, the target image. Build it up again until the relaxation begins to build inside you. Make it as vivid and real as you can. And when you begin to feel the relaxation in your body, gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together to anchor the feeling of relaxation. And then, when the relaxation begins to fade, gently release the anchor. Take a deep breath. Now, see the image where you see yourself in your relaxing context, the target image. Build it up again until the relaxation begins to build inside you. And when you begin to feel the relaxation in your body, gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together to anchor the feeling of relaxation. And then, when the relaxation begins to fade, gently release the anchor. Take a deep breath. Now we have anchored the feeling of relaxation to gently squeezing the tip of your thumb and index finger together. Now we have put a handle on that feeling so that we can also use the relaxation in context other than the one in which we found it. The anchor can be activated by gently squeezing the tip of your thumb and index finger together. You can strengthen this anchor by gently squeezing the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together every time you feel any good feeling that you want to associate with flying. Feelings like even deeper relaxation, joy, fun, and so on. Now we are ready to reprogram your mind to enjoy flying. We have talked about how your mind creates feelings through strategies. We have talked about using anchoring to move resourceful feelings to new contexts. And we have created two mental images to work with: the trigger image with the old feeling of anxiety, and the target image with the new and more useful feeling of relaxation. In the following, we are going to attach a new feeling to your trigger image, so that from now on, when you experience the trigger in real life, or just think about flying, your mind will now take you to the picture of your favorite relaxation place and feeling of relaxation. We are going to do the reprogramming 5 times, followed each time by a deep breath to get you to think of something else. First, I will ask you to think of the trigger image, and when you do, I will ask you to gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together to anchor the feeling of relaxation to the trigger image. As we move through the 5 times, I will guide you to do it faster and faster so that your unconscious mind takes over in the process. This will help it begin to happen automatically. Are you ready? Here it comes. Now, I want you to remember the trigger image you found a while ago, the one with whatever you saw just before the old feeling of anxiety began. That's right. Now, look at that image, and when the old feeling begins to come, gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together, and feel the relaxation filling your body instead. Now release your thumb and index finger again. Take a deep breath. Now, look at the trigger image. When the old feeling starts to come, gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together and feel the relaxation filling your body instead. Now, release your thumb and index finger again. Take a deep breath. Now, again, see the trigger image, and as you do, gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together and feel the relaxation filling your body. Now, release your thumb and index finger again. Take a deep breath. Now, see the trigger image, and now gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together and feel the relaxation filling your body. Now release your thumb and index finger again. Take a deep breath. Now, see the trigger image and gently squeeze the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together and feel the relaxation filling your body. And now release your thumb and index finger again. Take a deep breath. We have now anchored the feelings of relaxation to the trigger. Let's see how far you have come in enjoying flying. Now, think of flying and see if you can get some of the old anxiety back. Now, please rate your experience on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is the worst you have ever felt, and 0 is no unpleasant response at all. And note the changes to the rating you made before we did the technique. We want the rating to be 0, or as close to 0 as possible. If you are not there yet, you have several options. You can do the anchoring technique again until your rating reaches 0. Each time, anchoring an even stronger relaxation by squeezing the tip of your right hand thumb and index finger together and link this to the trigger image. Or you can move on to the next technique, which is excellent in bringing the rating farther down towards 0. Now, we want to reprogram your mind to enjoy flying even more. In this exercise, we are going to do the reprogramming 10 times, followed each time by a deep breath to get you to think of something else. First, I will ask you to take the target image with the relaxation and make it smaller until it is just a very small dot, and then place that dot somewhere inside the trigger image. It can be anywhere or everywhere in that picture. Then, I will ask you to move the trigger image farther and farther away, all the way out in the horizon. Then, I want you to sort of park the trigger image out there on the horizon and begin to move the target image closer and closer, as it gets bigger and bigger until it reaches the perfect spot and size in front of you, where you can feel the relaxation. As we move through the 10 times, I will guide you to do it faster and faster, so your unconscious mind takes over in the process, so that the shifting can begin to happen automatically. Are you ready? Here it comes. Now, take the target image and make it smaller, until it is just a very little dot, and place it somewhere in the trigger image. Now, move the trigger image farther and farther away, all the way into the horizon. Now, park the trigger image out there on the horizon and begin to move the target picture with the relaxation closer and closer as it gets bigger and bigger, until it reaches the perfect spot in front of you, where you can feel the relaxation. Take a deep breath. Now, look at the trigger image, which you know contains the target image dot. Begin to move the trigger image farther and farther away, all the way to the horizon. Notice how little it gets when it is that far away. Now park the trigger image out there on the horizon and begin to move the target image toward you. Notice how it gets bigger and bigger as it gets closer and closer. Now, stop it when it reaches the perfect spot in front of you, where you can feel the relaxation. Take a deep breath. Now, look at the trigger image containing the target image and begin to move it all the way into the horizon. Park the trigger image out there and begin to move the target image towards you until it reaches the perfect spot where you can feel the relaxation. Take a deep breath. Now you know the movement of the images, and we can start to do it a little faster. When we do that, you probably don't see the images so vividly anymore. That's okay, because your unconscious mind knows what to do with them. Now, look at the trigger image. Move it all the way into the horizon. Now let the target image come closer and closer until it reaches the perfect spot and you feel the relaxation. Take a deep breath. Now look at the trigger image and move it all the way into the horizon. Now move the target image all the way closer until you can feel the relaxation. Take a deep breath. Now we have done the reprogramming 5 times. Notice how much easier it already is for you to do the moving of the images. Let's get really fast for the last 5 times. And from now on, I will put a little soundtrack on when the target image is coming closer and you feel the relaxation. It sounds like this. Swish. Now, look at the trigger image and move it into the horizon. And now, let the target image move towards you until you feel the relaxation. Swish. Take a deep breath. Now, look at the trigger image and move it all the way into the horizon. Move the target image all the way closer until you feel the relaxation. Swish. Take a deep breath. Look at the trigger image and watch it move all the way into the horizon. Now, let the target image come all the way closer until you feel the relaxation. Swish. Take a deep breath. Look at the trigger image and watch it move into the horizon. Let the target image come all the way closer until you feel the relaxation. Swish. Take a deep breath. And now, really fast, trigger image, horizon, target image, coming back, swish, relaxation. Take a deep breath. And now, again, really fast, trigger image, horizon, target image coming back, swish, relaxation. Take a deep breath. Now, we have done the anchoring part 5 times to associate the feeling of relaxation to your trigger image. And we have done the swish 10 times for your strategy to end up in a new place. Also relaxation. Let's see how far we have come in you relaxing and enjoying flying. Now think of flying and see if you can get some of the old anxiety back. Rate your experience on the scale from 0 to 10 and note the changes to the rating you made before we did the reprogramming. We want the rating to go to 0 or as close to 0 as possible. If you are not there yet, you can do the technique you prefer again until you reach 0 so that you can relax and enjoy flying even more from now on.